We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Here we go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Lauren LaRosa, here. And we got a special guest on the line, attorney Benjamin Crump. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Envy, Charlamagne. Always good to see you, Kings. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Attorney Crump.
Attorney Ben Crump, he's here. You know, Ben Crump is always on the front lines, man. And, man, there's a really sad story coming out of Jackson, Mississippi, about Dexter Wade. You know, 37-year-old Dexter Wade. Yeah. He left his mom's house on March 5th, 2023 and didn't return home. And
but let him break mother, it down. Yeah, let him break it down what happened.
Well, I want to tell sure him who the story
facts.
Is.
Yeah, he's going to tell him the facts, so he knows the facts.
I'm going to get to that, but let me at least do the headline. His mother, Bettystein Wade, said she reported him missing on March 14th and didn't know he was deceased until August 24th. What happened there, Mr. Crump?
Yeah, you know, Charlamagne, you're exactly right. It's tragic. This brother goes missing. He gets hit. We now know by a police call from the Jackson, Mississippi police. And his mother reports him missing about a week later. Mm-hmm. And they know, because he has medication in his pocket, the coroner calls the police department and say his next of kin is his mother. And they do not contact her until NBC reporter does an exhaustive investigative report. And almost 7 months later, wow, she's finally taken to a burial ground for poor unknown people in destitute who the city pays. So what it says to me, Charlamagne, Envy, out at best, it's gross malfeasance. At worst, this was intentional, because his mother absolutely believes the Jackson Police Department knew who her and her family were, because 2 years later, 2 years before, they sued for her brother being killed by the Jackson Police Department.
Mm. Wow.
Her brother was killed by the police department as well?
He was. He was body slammed and died. The officers were charged. Right now, they're in a civil litigation. So his mother absolutely believes they knew who she were. She was.
So did they think this was some type of retaliation for her winning the lawsuit? Or
revenge, yeah.
Well, she thinks that it was a conspiracy, Charlamagne, and that's why she's so brokenhearted that her son was buried in the ground for 7 months, and she's begging them because she's like, who else you call when your loved one is missing other than the police? Mm. And so even though she was suing them, she said, I'm still a citizen of Jackson, Mississippi. Mm. You all still have to protect and serve us, but it's just tragic upon tragic. And as I was talking to Tesla Figaro, she was talking about a lot of people are saying that we should make sure he's exhumed and have a proper funeral. So a lot of people, Reverend Al and Benny Thompson, the congressman there, all reaching out now saying, what can we do to try to give this young man some dignity and respect? And what I'm saying is, what can we do to make sure there's accountability and justice so they don't do this again?
Now, what's the protocol usually? Now, we're talking to Attorney Benjamin Crump, if you're just joining us. What's the proper protocol usually when somebody's hit and they're killed, they're taken to the coroner's office? So there is actual, like, there's paperwork to say where this body was. So this is an open and shut case, right? Because there's a lead, right?
You know, I absolutely think it's an open and shut case, Envy. But when you're dealing with the police in America, y'all, and black people dying in highly suspicious, controversial manners, nothing is clear cut. Mm-hmm. We have to fight for justice at every point, every turn. And I am waiting, Charlamagne, to see what their story is. You know, they don't have an official response yet.
I was going to ask you, what are they saying? Like, how are they explaining this?
Yeah, the mayor said, obviously, there was a great miscommunication there, but we have the Mississippi Bureau of Investigations, they said, is going to do an investigation. But I don't really trust them as much. I think we're going to have to do our own parallel investigation. We may have to get the feds to come in because, man, if this was your loved one and you had a lawsuit against the city and they didn't tell you about they had a car accident with your son who was a pedestrian, and then they buried him in an unknown funeral cemetery, mm-hmm. and then say, just give us the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Who in America would say, no, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt? Because every day I go in courtrooms across America and I see black people who, if you take them at their word, made mistakes. But they never get the benefit of the doubt. Right. It's always, no, we got to make sure we administer justice and have accountability because we got to send the message. Well, I think Jackson, Mississippi, there needs to be a message sent over Dexter Wade for his family, his two little children, his mother, all these people for 7 months. Can you imagine the agony of not knowing where your son is, where your father is?
Yeah, so, we say nobody's above the law, but it always seems like the law is above the law because I don't understand how this is legal. I feel like this should be criminal off top.
Just the fact that she had to look for her son for all of that time.
And the fact the cop hit him.
And you knew exactly what was going on. I have a question for you, though. So if the body is exhumed, I know that they're talking about possibly doing that just for a proper funeral for the family. Is it too late to do, in your separate investigation, additional autopsy? Like, because, you know, the longer you wait, things get different.
Now, that's a great question, Lauren. In fact, Colin Kaepernick's group, Institute, we've worked a lot on doing independent autopsies. And to his credit, he has done almost a dozen with my law firm where I remember the case in Georgia where the bed bug infestation killed the brother in the jail. Colin stepped up and offered to pay for that autopsy. And so I know his people are already talking about doing that here. But one of the things we got to do, we got to go get a court petition to exhume the body because you just can't go dig up a body without getting permission from the court. Mm. So my office is going to have to jump through some hoops, but we do intend on getting an independent autopsy and having a proper funeral for this young man so his children will know that his life mattered. And hopefully, you know, Jackson, Mississippi will know that they can't sweep this under the rug. Because had that mother given up, Charlamagne, Envy, Mm-hmm. It would have just been swept under the rug. Like, it didn't matter. But that lady kept saying, somebody knows what happened to my child.
Right.
Now, Attorney Benjamin Crump, what about cameras, right? We talk so much about cameras being on police officers, so they had to move the body. We talk so much about dashboard cameras on the police car, so that would have seen him actually got hit. Do we have any of that footage now? Was it erased, or how does that look?
You know, DJ Envy, they're supposed to have dash cam videos on their car. I would suspect what they're going to try to defend or articulate is they didn't have their emergency cameras on, their flashing lights and sirens, so the dash cam video would not have come on. But we're going to look at every aspect of it. Certainly when they hit them, somebody body camera should have been put on or something.
Right.
We should be able to see what happened to this brother, and we understand that he died from the injuries from the car accident. We are not even sure if they took him to the hospital. He may have been dead on arrival when the ambulance got there.
Poor baby.
Just a couple more questions, Mr. Cornwell. One, really. How often do independent autopsies change the course of cases?
Oh, Charlamagne, it's so important. Anybody who can afford it, if there's a death in custody case, I implore you to please get an independent autopsy, because you cannot trust the medical examiner or the coroner, the local coroner, because they work with the police every day. It's like the prosecutors work with the police every day. So there's an implicit bias in favor of trying to help craft the narrative that best and is most advantageous to the police narrative. What the police want to probably say here, Charlamagne, is that we didn't know it was, we did everything we could. We just didn't know who the young man was and all this stuff. And then we didn't see need to get an autopsy, or if we got an autopsy, they're going to try to craft it where it helps the Jacksonville police not be charged with homicide. They're going to try to make it some easier charge if we get charges at all.
Right.
Okay.
Question for you, Ben Crump.
Oh, we got a wrap. Oh, you got to go to room.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry.
You know,
Mr.
we
Crump.
Can keep going all day.
Yeah, and please I'll keep us posted.
I'll let y'all know when we do the funeral, Envy. Charlamagne, thank y'all always, Lauren. And tell my sister Tesla Figueroa I said what's up, y'all.
Absolutely.
Got you.
Definitely will. All right.
With the history of Mississippi, there's no telling how many missing black people just buried somewhere in Mississippi.
That's right. Very sad.
Lord.
Very sad. All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.